This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It would not be an exaggeration to say that the nerd population has skyrocketed since we've been here in the Texas Capitol. Even when South by Southwest Interactive is not underway, Austin and its surroundings are techie. Google Fiber is laying cable. Michael Dell and company are thinking about the future of server farms. HP, Apple, Intel, even gaming company Blizzard Entertainment all have a presence here. And if you ask John Maeda, all of those companies and much newer ones are about to get more serious about hiring designers. Maeda is the former head of the Rhode Island School of Design and now a design partner with Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield & Byers. He's here this week representing KCPB. It's one of the best-known venture capital firms in Silicon Valley. But also, he's here to push an idea that in 2015, companies need more designers, and designers need more time. I found Maeda in a hotel lobby typing like mad on a Mac laptop he'd covered in squiggly lines of magic marker. He was getting ready for a presentation about how design in the tech world is ascending, even as computing power and other more techie parts of the business slow down. I asked him first if it was true that in 1984, his parents sent him to join the PC masses of MIT students with a Mac.
Sure did. Brought a Macintosh to MIT and people made fun of me.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were a weirdo?
At MIT, we're all weirdos, so that's okay. It's the fact that the Mac didn't look like a computer. It had pictures on it.
How did that piece of technology influence your approach to design?
I remember the time I first touched a Mac, and it was so much faster at graphics processing. I could draw an ellipse. Drawing ellipse used to take, like, you know, like you'd just sit in there and draw that ellipse. On the Mac, it was flowing with you.
What's a piece of technology that you really appreciate the design of that's not a laptop, a smartphone?
Well, anything we use with our hands is going to feel good, you know, like a spoon or chopsticks or our glasses. Why do they feel so good? We've spent hundreds of years improving those.
Or thousands.
In some cases, thousands, exactly. So when we think the technology is hard to use, we have to remember it's like a decade's worth of experimentation. So it's going to get better.
What role do you feel like design plays in getting people to adopt new technology?
Technology, by nature, we fear because it's hard to do something new. So design helps to bridge that gap. It makes it more interesting. But I want to caution because design that's just about desire, the wow, is not enough. My friend who designs for Muji, the brand Muji in Japan, talks about how he designs for what's called the after wow effect. The after wow is you've bought it, you bring it home, you've had it for a month, you're sitting there and saying, wow, that's really awesome.
How does one create that? I mean, what's he doing?
I'm glad you asked that question. It takes time. And taking time is what is so difficult in the tech industry, which moves so fast.
What are the tensions of that working in a VC firm?
A lot of my role is to create time for people. To be able to advocate for, hey, you know, this design needs more time, or this design team is sort of really getting there, so let's support that, which I find is important.
John Maeda is the former president of RISD. He's also now a design partner at the venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield & Byers. John, thank you.
Thank you.